Radio.
Yeah, I forgot. Okay, does anyone know how to flip the camera? Hold on, I think I'm figuring it out. Alrighty. Hey, what up, what up, what up? It's Matt Big Stats Frankel, and you're live on Periscope, Blog Talk Radio's Big Stats Title Hour, and later we'll be posting this to YouTube. Alright, so for some of you guys who might be watching, you're wondering, what is Radio MSFP? And then there's a group of diehard Franklinatics who already know what it is. Let me give you a little background, just who I am real second. Freaking notifications. Every 5 seconds a freaking notification pops up. Don't you guys hate it when you're doing a video and you keep getting notified and notified and notified? You're like, come on, stop notifying me. I'm trying to do a video. All right. So, I'm Big Stats of the group, the MSFP crew. I've auditioned for X Factor, as you can see. That one, just the producers. The big one that most people know about is this one, American Idol. Yeah, I've done AGT a few times. You can find me. I was on last season's of America's Got Talent as a cameo. And I auditioned and also for So You Think You Can Dance. So that's just a little bit about me. I'm the type of guy, you know, business-minded. If you go and look up my audition, you'll see I was probably more focused on promoting this mom-and-pop company than I was my actual audition, which was probably somewhat of a mistake, but on the same time, people now know a little bit more about my mom-and-pop music label, MSFP. Since then, I started doing this radio show. I'm thinking it's working, but if you have a question for me, let me know. I have no idea if this is working. This is my first Periscope, so I'm just trying this out. I'm going to be on here for probably another 12 minutes, maybe. But let me know what's up. Let's see. All right. Well, since everyone's keeping quiet, I'm going to go find us some music. So we can keep this party rolling. All right. And remember, it's in the title of this episode. But if you want to speak with me live on air, y'all can do that by calling area code 347-989-0718. And you can speak to me over the phone. Can message me here on Periscope. I don't know where to go to see where my viewers are. All I see is me recording. So if you're here and you're saying something to me, I apologize if I'm not responding to anything. I really don't see anything. This is my first Periscope, like I said. But I'm trying to make it fun, dynamic, and do my thing. So I dance, I sing, I rap. In fact, in case y'all didn't know, I'm Big Stats. Yeah, they call me Big Stats. I'm Big Stats. Yeah, they call me Big Stats. B-I-G-S-T-A-T. Big Stats. Yeah, they call me Big Stats. I also did the hook for my girl Skippa on a song that we'll be posting soon called Stay Positive. The hook goes a little something like this. For you, girl, for you, girl, I'll be true, girl, don't mess around with my love. Now, I kind of started that sitting down, going from moving up. And, yeah, I'm losing weight, but I'm still a big guy, so do that transition like that and be all high energy and go to singing like that, you really got to get in the zone. So I guarantee you, I sound usually 10 times better than what that probably sounded like. But I'm going to try to play the track actually right now for you guys here in this broadcast. So you can really get an idea of that track. Let's see if we can find it. Hopefully I don't have it on another computer. Let's see. God, my view is so small. Now, I got 20/20 vision, but, I mean, come on, people. Could you read this? I'm going to get you even closer. See, I got this all on this big screen TV because I got this whole entertainment system here so I can switch from Blu-ray TV. I got my Wii over here. I got my MIDI keyboard because, as you can see, I am a Pro Tools certified engineer. That's who I am. I'm Matt Big Seth Frankel. Yeah, I like the movie Sunset Boulevard. For as old school movies go from the old days. I got a business certificate, MSFP. That's in case you ever wondered what MSFP stands for. My full legal name is Matthew Scott Frankel, and Productions is P. That's also why the group's named MSFP Crew, to give props to the indie mom and pop label. That's my girl Skip. All right, that's my homegirl Skip. She's my sister in the game. This whole thing here, we call Poster of Achievement. All right. So, let me see what kind of music I can find for you guys to keep the party rolling, because I ain't seen you guys asking something, so it's just me talking and talking and talking, and you guys might be asking me something, but right now I don't see anything. Maybe later, when I stop the broadcast, I'll be able to see who's checking it out. And if there are people who are asking me something, I apologize. This is my first Periscope, and I don't know. I'm still trying to figure this out. But we're gonna get some music for you going. Let's get some music on here, because, and for those who are wondering what I've been up to, those who are diehard Franklinatics who kept up with me, I've been, for the last couple months, I've been really working on my own project, solo project outside of the MSFP crew. I'm still going to be doing the stuff with the MSFP crew. We're calling this episode for YouTube Radio MSFP Episode 99 ALT, because I found out that the one that I wanted to have, which was the benefit showcase for my music partner Skippa, who you guys saw the picture in the flyer for before. Yeah, so let's see what we can find. Let's see if we can find Stay Positive, which was that song I was trying to sing a little from before. And it seems to be on the other computer, but let me get you some music, because I want y'all to hear at least a little something. You know, because y'all been hearing me talk, complaining how I can't hear what you guys are talking about, if you guys are talking me, and I've just been showing off all the stuff in here. So let's get some music going up in this, all right? And I'm broadcasting this on my internet radio show, Big Stats Idle Hour. But let's go get some music. Hold up, hold up, wait a minute, let's go get a track up in it. Alright, let me minimize that for a second. See it? There's our blog talk stuff. I don't have any tracks right now in the session because I was sort of on a hiatus. Anyways, I've been involved. Y'all should follow on Periscope the mic sessions. I've been involved for the past couple months with this real cool group led by Layla Steinberg. If you don't know who that is, do your research. And look at her and research her foundation, Aim for the Stars also. She does some fascinating work, and she's still really, really involved with the music industry. One of her biggest claims to fame was back in the day she was Tupac's manager. So this is some serious stuff, and y'all should follow at the mic sessions. It's this workshop she does. This is the same workshop she's been doing for I think over 30 years now, with the original group consisting with Tupac and Ray Love, and she's still doing her things stuff. For those of you who know who Earl Sweatshirt is, that's one of the people she represents, and there have been numerous stars over the years who have come in and out of the workshop, and I'm really going there to sort of hone my craft, because I feel, and I'm thankful for every fan I get, but I know I focus so much on being a producer that there are times where I even get myself distracted. So this is me going back to basics. My album, which doesn't have a release date yet, my next Big Stats album is going to be called The Splendificus Exploit, Matt Frankel. And we're going to be going into overtime on the broadcast, because I only set the broadcast for my Blog Talk radio page for 15 minutes, because I was hoping to do this quick, but things don't go as quickly as you hope. Let's go get some music up in this bitch. Alright, we need music. Let's see, what do we have? Don't you hate it when things lag? Like, that shit pisses me the fuck off. I'm like, fuck you, computer, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Alright, let's see what I got for you guys. And we do have Stay Positive, so as promised, I'm going to give you Stay Positive. Got to upload it into the system, and I'm going to give you Stay Positive. I'm going to stay on here and give you Stay Positive, because y'all deserve Stay Positive. Because y'all been sticking with me. And make sure to go check this out on YouTube at MASC4483. And check it out also on the Blog Talk Radio page, where you'll probably hear best quality of Stay Positive, because we're playing this kind of through a phone, so I don't know how great it's going to sound, but this is the full mastered version. So choose, and this is going to be Stay Positive by Skipa, featuring Big Stats, Princess Poppet, and Sierra Sky. And we're uploading it into the system now. We are uploading it into the system now. And hopefully someone said bless you. Like I said, I can't read what you're saying, but I just sneezed. So hopefully y'all are polite enough to have said bless you to me. but all right, and as you can see, we're uploading Stay Positive right now. I know I suck at spelling, and I know that I misspelled positive, and if y'all can read what that says from there, y'all got better eyes than me. We're uploading this. We're stuck on 1%. We are stuck on 1%. We are stuck on 1%. We are stuck on 1%. Guess it released up. All right, so while that loads up, I'm going to give you a little bit of stand-up. So I was working on stand-up. So here's a little bit of my stand-up routine. I know someone's saying yes, and I'm sure someone in there, some smart aleck in there, if there are comments going on right now, is say, oh, goody, you stood up. Okay. All right. So, out of 4 episodes stint on American, I don't give it up for that. Give it up for that. Yeah. Yes. 4 episodes since Wonder Shooting. So I get up in there and I do my whole little acapella rap. And Randy Jackson's like, you have got to be kidding me. And I stop and think and I say to myself, that has got to be the stupidest thing someone has ever said on a show. You have got to be kidding me. Because if I was kidding him, I already knew what I would do. I'd go in there doing parodies. You know, some like Justin Bieber meets Jerry Springer. I know you fucked him. I know you did. You came inside him. I know you did. Jerry. Or maybe I'd keep it in the American Idol family. Come in, talk to all of them with banjo. Yeah, play a little. And then go, tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no airs. But I'm serious about this music. I'm about as serious about it as I am sex, and I love sex. In fact, I remember this one time I was rehearsing for a show, and it was me and Skip, and, you know, me and Skip have a past before, and she's got a lot of sexually charged songs. Songs like Five Time, Ultra Freak, the OG porn and music. So we're rehearsing for a show, and she wants to add one of her solo songs to the set. And I say, yeah, that sounds cool. Cool. What you want to add? She gets all giddy and excited. She's like, eat me out. So I fall to my knees. I come in closer. I look up, and I'm like, All right, girl, but after this, you really got to tell me what song you want. All right, that's just a little bit of my stand-up. And shit, this loading is going slower than molasses. Yeah, and did Blog Talk cut us off? Alright, because y'all stuck around with me. Let me try to get this playing out the audio. I'm gonna try to give you something, some audio, because I think we got cut. I guess I'm not sure if we got cut up there. Oh wait, it's not 8%. Okay. Remember, good things come to those who wait. Isn't that what like every parent has said before when trying to get their kids to be patient? Good things come to those who wait. Like I said, I'm not gonna be able to read it right now. This is my first Periscope. Let me see. Is there a way to find out how to view the comments? There's got to be a way to find out how to view these comments. Alright. How do motherfuckers view these comments? This is so weird. Alright. Maybe someone at the workshop tonight, who I know is some Periscope, can tell me how to view these comments, because I'm doing this video. I still can't view these comments, and I know there must have been something I pressed wrong, because this is, like, my first Periscope, so, and I've watched a bunch of Periscopes. I've commented on shit. This is my first Periscope, and this is when it happens. That sucks. I'm like, hopefully I got people sticking with me. Hopefully I'm dynamic enough. But goddamn. And I think it's still uploading, and I guess we are still recording, but it's got overtime on, so you can't call in live right now if you were trying to, which hopefully people didn't really wait all the way to the last second to call in live. Alright, so it's going. And I really wish I could talk to you guys more and actually talk one-on-one, because I've seen other people Periscope, and I know that there's a way to get those comments in there. I'm still trying to figure that fucking thing out. This is my first fucking Periscope. I don't know how many times I'm going to say that in this broadcast. This is my first fucking Periscope video. And I hope I do see the comments when I save this video and archive it for YouTube. And if that doesn't work and it doesn't archive, I'm going to be real pissed, because that's going to suck. But I think that in general, they just ask you, would you like to save it? Let's see where we are on the upload. We are at 13%. Gee, isn't that special? Alright. I also went and saw the premiere of season 2 of the US X Factor. And I got these package earbuds from season 13 of American Idol. See, there are earbuds in here. Hold on. And that's my door. I realized I probably should have flipped the camera for a second. Here we go. Yes, I know what you're saying. That's a nice door. That's a nice door. See, American Idol earbuds. Yeah, it's on my face. Hold on. Yeah, and that's one of my business cards. Okay, we saw what was in the case. We saw what was in the case. Alright. So, like I said before, I really wish I could read your comments so I know what people are saying about this show. And I'm going to be broadcasting my, because I usually have guests on my radio show. I usually do the radio shows for longer than 15 minutes, hence the name Big Stats Idol Hour. So, let's go take another chance look at the upload. And we're at 17%. God, I wish there was something else we could talk about. What can we talk about? 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 For me, this seems very one-sided because I can't see your comments. And yes, I know I'm talking random sentences in the Blues Clues theme song. You're like, some of y'all are probably thinking, oh my God, this dude is such a freaky dork. What the hell? Why is he doing all this shit? And you know, even when things go wrong, you gotta keep it entertaining. You gotta keep it fresh. You gotta keep it steady. Even when things don't go perfect, you gotta keep it fresh. You gotta keep it steady. You gotta keep it fresh. Oh, you gotta keep it steady. Even when things don't go... Even when things go wrong... You gotta keep it fresh, you gotta keep it steady, you gotta keep it fresh, oh, you gotta keep it steady. And I'm sure there are people on the radio who are like, what the fuck is this? There's been no audio. You're talking about playing this audio for the song Stay Positive and talking about it's slow upload. And they're like, what the fuck is this? And I apologize on both ends, so just stay with me. I'm going to try to make it worth your while. I'm going to play once through the radio, once through the stereo. Keep it going and going and going, all right. I'm going to keep it going and going and going, all right. Keep it going and going and going, right. Yeah, keep it going and going and going all right. Check my fancy footwork. Keep it going and going and going all right. Keep it going and going and going all right. There are probably people hearing this on the podcast for the radio show, and it's like, fancy footwork. Why the hell are you doing fancy footwork? We can't see any video. Down front, I'm going to try to transfer this all to YouTube. Alright? But, for a quick little Periscope video talking about what's going on, this is sure taking a long time. I do have some more song parodies. They're a little, and I'd ask you guys if you'd want me to do them, but, I mean, they're a little on the controversial side. And I only parody songs from artists that I actually have some level of respect for. So let me get that out there. Because I got a parody. I have one parody, song parodies. For those of you guys who were viewing earlier, some of my song parodies. I have one that's Michael Jackson meets Perpetual Masturbators. And I have another that's Drake meets Winnie the Pooh. And believe it or not, if I was asked which one do I believe is less taboo between those two, I would probably say Michael Jackson meets Perpetual Masturbators. Because you got to keep in mind, there is a certain Winnie the Pooh character whose name rhymes with a certain word that no white man should ever utter. And that's why Perpetual Masturbators mixed with Michael Jackson is less taboo than Winnie the Pooh meets Drake. Let's go check to see what our progress is. And aren't we lucky? We're at 22%. 22 frickin' percent. You know what? Since you guys have been patient, while I wait for this to upload, I'm going to play it twice. I'll play from the speakers right now. The song. Ah! Hold on. Ah! Okay. I'm going to play from the speakers right now, and then we'll play it from the audio upload. And and depending on what perspective where you're hearing this from, it's going to sound good or shitty for one or the other. And if there was a way to directly upload audio into Periscope, I would directly upload it direct into the Periscope, but let's at least play this track. Hold up. Ah, where is our audio? Alright, let's try to fidget with this, try to see if we can get the audio back. Okay, we heard something. What was our... Okay, I heard something again. Okay, I keep hearing clips of it. Oh, God. God, come on. Okay, this thing is real irritating. I got it playing, as you can see, from YouTube. iTunes. But there's so many different sound inputs, so... So, let's see. Okay, I just switched the input and we got it for a split second, just so y'all know. And so, let's see, let me try adjusting this. It was coming out the sound system. Let's try seeing if we can get it steady. Perfect, guys. Sorry, you guys were just staring at my constitution ceiling for a bit. Here, let's try this real quick. Technical issues. Alright. I got visual and audio. Let's start it from the top.
Gonna stay positive.
Think about as I give and give. Gotta stay positive. Stay positive. Say true. Oh, stay true. Gotta stay positive. Gotta stay positive. Yeah. All right, let's see what the percentage of it is, but at least you got performance one in there. And that's just important. 29%. Let's see if there's something else since we got the audio up and running now good that I can play for y'all. Let's see. I got some stuff on here. Let's see. Got more stuff on the other laptop But let's see. What do we got on deck? What do we got on deck till we can play it from the radio? Although, for those watching on Periscope, that was probably a bit better. I don't know how. This is something we're currently in the studio working on. My nephew the other day was even asking about new songs that we're working on. I don't know how old this edit is, so we're going to find out together. And if it's too old of an edit, I will stop it. But it is rough time. This is fuck time. I mentioned this in the comedy bit. One of the songs Skip has got. Hey, it is fuck time.
What's that? Oh!
Yeah! Give me some of that. I'm the mayor of your city. SV69 up against the walls. I'm used to sweat. Dripping down from my balls. I'm getting all the way around. You got it nice and pretty. Until night. We fucking broad daylight. We fuck from noon till night. We fucking broad daylight. We fuck from noon till night. We fucking broad daylight. Fuck from noon till night. We fucking broad daylight. We fuck from noon till night. We fucking broad daylight. Hey, this is fuck time. It is fuck time. Give me some of that. Oh, yeah. Oh! Yeah! It is fuck time. Fuck time. Oh! Yeah! It is fuck time. That, yeah, give me some of that. Oh. Alright. And, that's still, we're still fine-tuning that one, but it wasn't, it's, as you can tell, it's still a rough edit, but still not bad. Not bad for a rough edit. Let's see where this uploads at. 34%. What more can I play for you today? What more can I play for you? What more can I play? What more can I play for you tonight? What more could I play? What more could I play for you tonight? And yes, I know it's only 2:36 p.m. here in L.A., but I still gotta say, what more could I play for you? Okay, I know my first name, legal name might be Matthew, but my last is not McConaughey. Although that did sound a little bit like him there. Alright. La 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 la. Ooh. Some verses. It should be fun. Matt Frankel, a.k.a. Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even YouTube says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Tub Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks, they want to screw. And me and skip it too. So now go, well, you know what to do. So now go, you know what to do. Alright, I'm about to kick it for you with another verse in a second, and I'll check the upload on true. Yeah, I'm gonna go check it. Skipper. Yeah, hold on. That's Skipper. My name is B.I.G. When I'm grabbing on the Muge ass D.I.T.s, I'm so notorious. You hear that, Diddy? Yeah. Cause it was all a dream. He used to read Word Out magazine in the streets. And yes, I was raised in the hills of Beverly. It gives you that my wife, that ass is my soul to me. Dead or alive, cause I messed up again for the millionth time. Oh, I might see, we'll say bye. She doesn't care if I was dead or alive. Ooh. Let's go check where we were on that upload. And if you're commenting right now, remember,
my first Periscope, and for some reason I can't see your comments. I can't see if you're harming me. I can't see what's going on. I'm very curious to check after this broadcast is over, but I'm going to do it until we play it on the radio. Stay positive. Stay positive on the radio. Every single day I gotta flow. Every single day I gotta dance. Every single day I do it like this, do it like that. Back streets in the Cadillac. Yeah, do it like this and I do it like that. Back streets in the Cadillac. Yeah, do it like this, do it like that. Back streets in the motherfucking Cadillac. Back to big stats. Big stats. Big stats. Big stats. Big stats. So, what comes next? See, what comes next? Gotta keep it dynamic. Where does phone go? Ooh.
Forgot. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Alright, so let me take you on a little tour. Got a nice, for nostalgic gamers, I got some, a nice visual for you guys while we wait for this to upload. Check this out. We got the Sega Genesis. We got the Nintendo, and the controller for the N64, for the Super Nintendo. Yeah, we got Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Yeah, it's true. We got Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, I couldn't picture this. Yeah, my name is B.I.G., but I'm giving them the U.G.S.T.I.T. I'm so impressed. You hear that, Diddy? Yeah. Because it was all a dream. He used to read it on a magazine in the streets. And yes, I was born in the hills of Beverly. It comes to the moment that I was my soul to me with the West Coast and the South Sea of a Sister Track conspiracy. So if you seek true democracy, all across the world, come follow me. Because you need a little truth and honesty. And I bring the justice to the world. The world you see. Yeah, see, I got flows, I got beats, I got range. The motherfucker just wanna call me deranged. But you know what I say about that? I say, fuck the haters, fuck discriminators, fuck all y'all if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators, fuck all y'all if you don't like my flavor. Little bitch wanna sip with me. Little bitch will never be on MTV. Little bitch can't hold that candle to me. Little bitch is bigger than they can be. Little bitch, you think I'm a clown of you. Little bitch, I've been doing this since I was two. Little bitch, you say you have 6 CDs. Little bitch, there's more than 6 STDs. And yes, little bitch, I fucked you, girl. Fucked you on the ass in 8 hours, square. I bet little bitch is sick of me now. I bet little bitch is living down and out. So fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all y'all if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all y'all if you don't like my flavor. Little bitch wanna step to me. Little bitch came on MTV. Little bitch came with a can of me. Little bitch is faking it. Faking me. Alright. We have now killed some more time and we're at 40% on the upload. Like I say, I'm not signing out until I perform Stay Positive again from the upload to the Blog Talk Radio server. So we're almost halfway there. And hopefully my phone holds out, because if I get to 10% and it's still not there, I'm going to say sayonara to that. Hold on, let me check my Murphy's Space Pack. Let me check it. Hold up, wait a minute. Let me really, really check it. Hold it up. Hold it up. This TV screen. So you can see the upload from the screen, and I'm turning on the Mophie, getting it some juice, turning on the Mophie, giving it some juice, turning on the Mophie, and giving it some juice, turning on the Mophie, giving it some juice. Yeah, 41%. Come on. Okay, on the real, I think I started this. If this session, if they say, we hear something from Blog Talk Radio on this phone saying that you've reached the end of your record time and we're still waiting for this to upload, I'm going to say goodbye to y'all. But I'm waiting till we hear that. As you can see, we're still on the line with them. See? See, here's the phone. It's still on the line with them. Yeah, the lighting in here sucks. Hold on. Let me walk over where there's more lighting so you can actually see the screen. See, you can see we're still on the phone with them. You can make that out, right? And I don't know why I just said you looking for a response, because, like I said before, I can't read your comments. This is my first Periscope video, and I'm just trying to make it fun and entertaining. Hopefully you guys enjoy this video. Don't be a dick foe. Or a buffo. And I know there's some naive person asking, what's a dick foe? And what's a buffo? Slow it down. What you just asked. And answer the question yourself. Answer it yourself. Alright, let's see. Whoa. 44%. What more can I play for you? What more can I play for you? Gotta keep it fresh and interesting. What more can I play from you? What more can I do for you? Gotta keep it fresh and interesting. This is the type of shit you do. Try to keep the viewers in. But all the shit you try to do just goes wrong. You gotta keep it fresh and interesting. Gotta keep them entertained. You gotta keep it fresh and interesting. You gotta keep it entertaining. Look, the second this video, I feel this video goes boring, because I get so tied up with all this stuff going wrong, I wind up deleting it. But if you keep it fresh and interesting, you can document when shit goes wrong, as long as you're entertaining with it. If you're going to be in this industry, you got to keep it fresh and interesting all the time. Have your shit together, and when it's not together, think on your feet so you can still make it fresh and interesting. I mean, luckily, I do so much shit from doing comedy, producing, all this stuff that if I feel something's coming out weak on one side, I'll switch it over to another side, cause, you know, like Lady Gaga, I live for the applause. But no, I'm an entertainer. That's who I am at my core. What I really want to do is get to a point where I could survive fully just off entertainment and philanthropy endeavors. At the end of you, if you go check out the histories of these big sad Idle Hour radio shows, from my internet radio show, you'll see that I always end it with something like this. Thank you for joining us here on Big Sad Idle Hour. And if you want to listen to Rewind that.
We'd like to thank our guests for joining us here on Big Sets Out Loud. Our, and remember, if you want to check out past and present episodes of Big Sets Out Loud, go to BigSatsOutLoud.com or to our parent website, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPINC.com. We can check out past and present episodes of Big Sets Out Loud. Hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, and music that I produce. See all the things I'm involved with. And while you're there at MSFPInc.com, that's MSFPINC.com, scroll to the bottom of the page. We have this beautiful yellow donate button. We're working on developing a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs to music education. And then I'll probably tie in a closing song, maybe, and then after the closing song, I'll say something like, all right, that's all the time we have. Catch you on the flip side. And that's how I would normally close one of these shows on the radio station. Song's at 45%. My phone's Mophie got turned on and it's at 30%. And let's see, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Do do. What can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Do do. I really wish I could read your comments right now, because I would love to answer some questions while waiting. And it sucks that I can't read your guys' comments. I really want to read your guys' comments. Verses I've already rapped to you guys a cappella. Let's see. Come on, iTunes, bring me something good. Alright, so here's some samples. Here are some samples. Here are some samples. This one I actually produced. I don't know if they're going to take the part where I'm actually... but this one... Sometimes we call it, this one technically has two names. Sometimes we call it conspiracy, sometimes we call it conspiracy theory. Check that out. I made this beat. This was recorded at my studio. For better days, I'm from the Bay, let's celebrate. I said it straight, I said it date, I meditate. Oh, cool. Tell it lies, and they can see it from the sky. Got to tell the vibes, my eyes hella sighted. You can tell a hella ride. I ride to the death, at least until they testify. I make a recognize, come on. I make the beat, you make the flow, triple X primo. So now you know. And let's play another one. Give y'all another sample. This one's, I do with a different Ray Love, not the one that from the and Prim and Primo.
This is called Three Lone Soldiers. Three Lone Soldiers online. You think we'll die? Hell, now we'll fucking multiply. The resistance is strong. Y'all don't know our bond. Cause we the anti-ill, you know I'm naughty. So recruits, come on and join our party. Cause I told you I stand for truth and honesty. Cause I told you I bring true democracy. Cause I told you my name is B.I.G. Big stats and that's all I'll ever be. Yeah. Soldiers. And I got a whole album. This is my album that I did earlier this year called The Valentine's Day that I actually released on February 14th of this year. The Valentine's Day. Hold on. Let's see. So you can see what it looks like. The Valentine's Day. Y'all can get that. Go cop that right now. Now, on iTunes. All right. Alright, so I'm going to play some more samples while I wait for that upload to go. This next one is Hotspot. Got Back Remix. This features Crown, Tierra Moore, and Force My Girls. This is MSOP Crew featuring Crown and Tierra Moore. Pushing like a frosty freeze, sip of pyramids and a fall to my knees, elegantly like a summer breeze. You got the image of me, 3D, technical, spectacle, and up the spot. Spot, that's hot, don't stop. Got what I want, got what I wanna, what I want, you got what I want. So, girl, show them what you got now. Alright, this one, I did a little creative, sampling. I actually did a little beat sampling. I'm going to be remixing this for my next album with a whole new beat. It's going to be called Splendificus Part 2. This next one is just called Splendificus. Bird up high in the sky, take a dive, and the waters in testify that you never felt the love like this. And your first love's kiss, it's splendificus. My name is B.A.G. in a mew, Jess. Yeah, geez, I'm so notorious. You hear that, Diddy? Yeah, because it was all a dream. Used to be What Up magazine in the streets. And yes, I was raised in the hills of Beverly. Because the moment that I was old and leave, but from the West Coast, I'm a sappy of a suit track conspiracy. So if you seek true democracy all across the world, come and follow me, because you need a little truth and honesty, because it brings the justice to the world you see. We're crazy kids, ah, individuals, D, we're different, S, splendificus is the word that'll make you get hurt, so fly like a bird up high in the sky, take a dive in the water soon, testify that you never felt the love exists. It reminds me of first love's kiss, it's splendificus, song I ever heard, I know I can't be wrong, music makes me feel splendificus, this I can't be wrong, it gave me confidence when I could, so I could not speak. Two drugged out teen rapings at age 19.
Twice. Once by a
she.
Psychologically,
this was confusing to me. Yeah! Splendificus. And here's another sample. This was a hip-hop spin on a classic 90s pop-out rock song. This is my own version of I Knew I Loved You, based off of the song I Knew I Loved You from Savage Garden. Loved you before I met you. I have been waiting all of my life. I knew I loved you before I met you. I have been waiting all of my life. Knew I loved you before I met you. I flew out just to get you. And we crept up to your mama's room, made out on treadmill. We cuddled all night long. You know that our love was strong. You've been loving, now you're like my best friend. Just need you to know it at the very end. Yeah, 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 yeah. As I know that it might sound more than a little crazy, but I believe I knew I loved you before I met you. I have been waiting all of my life. I knew I loved you before I met you. I have been waiting all of my life. How to you. Yeah, one I dedicated to. Her code name, Pink Fairy. She's my everything. I knew I loved you before I met you. Flew out just to get you. And we crept up to your mama's room. Made out on the treadmill. We cuddled all night long. You know that our love was strong. Just my love and I, you're like my best friend. Just need you to know at the very end. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very end. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I know that we might sound more than a little crazy, but I believe I knew I loved you before I met you. I think I dreamed you through life. Sorry, I had to continue it more than the 30 seconds that iTunes gave us. Alright, so we've listened to Hot Spa, I Knew I Loved You, Splendificus, Conspiracy, Three Lone Soldiers. Here's one we haven't listened to. This one I do with my group. I do as with